Welcome to another round of Boardroom or Miro Board. Today we talk retrospectives with Agile coach Maria. Let's go. First question. You've spent 2 hours in a team retro, but the only input you've heard is Dave's. Boardroom or Miro Board?
Boardroom. In Miro, Dave can't hog the space because everyone can add thoughts anonymously, online, at the same time.
Correct. Next. You need the team to act on feedback fast, so you turn all those retro notes into Jira tasks instantly.
Miro all the way. And I can assign those tasks to teammates.
You're nailing this. Now, you see hundreds of sticky notes from the retro. A real mess. But you organize them into 5 themes in just seconds.
Miro, I basically get back an entire hour when I use its AI tools for clustering.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people running actually enjoyable and actionable retros in Miro. Get your first 3 boards free at Miro.com. That's M-I-R-O.com.
Plug those headphones in. It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. If you happen to be in this neck of the woods, please swing by the White Sands Hotel and pop into the Oasis Bar below our studio here. It's a fantastic bar. It really is a great menu. They do carvery of the weekends, live music of the weekends as well. And when it's a nice sunny day, you can sit outside on the deck and look at the world go by in North Dublin Bay. So please do pop into the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock. Another thing we wanted to say, a big thank you to you if you are a regular listener to this podcast, because we just got figures over the weekend which showed that we had 264,000 downloads of the Opinions Matter podcast through various platforms on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, wherever you get your podcasts. 264,000 downloads during the month of March. And if you would like to advertise your business on a podcast that reaches that big an audience, 264,000 in 1 month, well, get in contact with us. Our email address is allopinionsmattershow@gmail.com. And I know, Jeremy, you wanted to say a big thank you as well to everybody, the 264,000 downloads during March.
Yeah, it just makes our job worthwhile. And we really, really appreciate that you listen to the podcast and that you enjoy the podcast. When you think about it, that is over a quarter of a million episodes of Opinions Matter downloaded last month, and that's just it's amazing. And thank you for all you do to support us.
Okay, so what do we want to talk about on this latest Opinions Matter podcast? We got this message, and let me read it to you. If you cover this on your podcast, don't give out my full name, please. I recently started a relationship with someone who's really nice. It's going well, 4 months plus now, but there is one big problem. He's a cocaine user. He does it out of the weekends with his mates, has done it out with me, but not in front of me. He says it's harmless, and everyone in their 30s is doing it. I wouldn't touch the stuff, and it's really starting to bother me that he has this habit. I've never taken any drug, but do you think this could get in the way? The thoughts of him snorting that stuff up his nose gives me the shivers. And that's from somebody that will remain anonymous because they don't want us to give out her name. No. She doesn't want us to give out her name.
We can call her Shannon.
Shannon.
No, that is her name.
Okay.
It's just that don't give out my full name.
Okay, so Shannon is her name.
Now, you know how I feel about this. And I also think that there's two things here. I think there's a lot of hypocrisy. I'll get to that in a moment from a lot of you. Okay, I am the most anti-drugs person you know. I've never taken any drug. Bar alcohol, which I don't consider a drug.
But it is a drug, but anyway, go on.
I've never taken any drug other than alcohol. I've never even had a sniff of hash or cannabis. But what I found was, when we put this up on Facebook, we had a lot of comments from people who were saying, oh, cokeheads, get rid of them. That relationship is going nowhere. And these same people I know, because we've spoken to them before, I can see, they smoke cannabis. I'm sorry, I view it all under the same umbrella. I wouldn't be in a relationship with someone who, my wife is as anti-drugs as I am. She'd never ever touch them. I wouldn't be with someone who smoked cannabis either. But I don't get how up on their high horse these cannabis smokers are. And they're like, oh, cocaine is horrible. So you're a drug user as well, whether it's cannabis or cocaine. Just as many people run up debts from cannabis use as they do from cocaine use. I see it all. If it's an illegal drug and you're doing it, I wouldn't want you in my life.
But the fact of the matter is, and he says it's harmless and everyone is doing it. Now, I don't know about the harmless bit. I don't think it's harmless. But the everyone is doing it bit is not far from the truth. It is the most widespread drug. You know full well how widespread the use of cocaine is. Every single bar that you go into at a weekend, there is somebody doing coke in the jacks without a shadow of it. Everywhere. Absolutely everywhere. Doesn't matter what the area is, literally everywhere people are doing cocaine. So from that point of view, this guy saying everyone in their 30s is doing it,
he's not far off.
They are. It is the biggest drug in Ireland.
I think you need to, and I said this to her when I messaged her back, Shannon, I think you need to get rid of him in the same way as if he was smoking cannabis, because I think anybody that needs to take a drug for a night out, you're lacking something in your life. There's something wrong with you. If you can't go...
Sorry, can I go back to you that you were out the other day and you had a few drinks? You were out drinking. Alcohol is a drug. It just happens to be a legalised drug.
We're not doing an argument about which is worse.
The fact of the matter is, you went out for a night and you took drugs. You took alcohol. It's the same thing.
I had two drinks and it didn't affect me in any way.
You know the point I'm making.
No, I'm not making...
That people go out every single night of the week and they can consume alcohol, which is a drug.
Okay, let's talk about hard drugs then. And I think if you cannot go out on a night out without taking cocaine... you're pathetic, you're lacking something in your life. And I feel the same about cannabis. I mean, I've never needed any stimulant in my life. I'm happy just the way I am. I can have a great night just the way I am. And I think this is pathetic. You need to get rid of them straight away because it's loserville.
So you believe that this lady, Shannon, should dump her boyfriend of 4 months, even though he's a really nice guy, the relationship is going really, really well. She doesn't actually mention in her email whether or not the cocaine affects them or affects their relationship, I don't know because she never actually said that.
Of course it does. You wouldn't take it if it didn't affect you. I just think anybody...
No, I said affect their relationship.
Anybody that can't go through a day or a week without smoking cannabis or doing cocaine is loserville. That's loserville.
Let me bring in Keith, who's been straight onto us with his opinion.
Well, if they're into mood swings, random arguments... Like, you know, women have them all the time, but, you know, a recreational drug user, fucking flip out at the drop of a coin, you know. Depends, you know, they're not getting the fix. Could turn out dangerous. So, after all that, the choice is in their hands, whether they want to put up with all that. That's grand. Some people can deal with it, some people can't. Well, it does lead to domestic abuse in any way, so...
All right, Keith, thanks very much indeed. He's basically saying, no, you shouldn't... This lady shouldn't be continuing to date a cocaine user.
And you know what the bizarre thing about coke is? Now, as I said before, I've cut people out of my life when I found out that they were recreational cocaine users because, like, I don't want anything to do with that whole setup. In all the years we've been doing this type of radio and these type of shows and stuff like that, if we were talking about cannabis today, we would have no problem. The first 20 calls would all be people admitting that they do cannabis. How come people are embarrassed to admit that they do cocaine?
Because it's not as socially acceptable.
According to you, it is.
Well, no, I didn't say it's socially acceptable. I said a lot of people are doing it. That doesn't mean it's socially acceptable.
But what's the embarrassment? I know there are people listening to us right now who are cocaine users.
Yeah, so do I.
100%.
Absolutely.
And there are people listening who are cocaine. What's the shame in admitting that you do it?
Well, that's a good question, actually. No, I agree with you. I agree.
You've never done it.
I've never done it, no.
Why are people ashamed to admit that they take cocaine? I just don't get it.
Let me go to Jenny. You're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Jenny.
Hi, lad. How are things?
Good, thanks, Jenny. What's your view on this? This lady, Shannon, she's going out with this guy 4 months. Everything is going fabulously, except for one thing. He takes cocaine on the weekends.
Red flag. Run for the hills. As quick as possible, speaking from experience.
Okay, so tell me, without going into too much detail, tell me the experience.
The experience started off with a bit of weed, and then witnessing him all out money and houses being smashed up because of him, and then all of a sudden it turned into cocaine, and it affected my life, my family's life. He was robbing left, right, and center from all my family, from my grandmother, and yeah, it didn't end well. I found myself having to pay a lot of bills that weren't mine.
So this lady, Shannon, is only with the guy 4 months. She knows he's a cocaine user. He doesn't do it in front of her, but he does it on nights out and stuff like that, as an awful lot of people, Jenny, as you well know, are doing.
They do, yeah.
So...
But see, sometimes it starts with recreational, as in, like, weekends, doing it, like, you know, when you're in the pub scene, whatever, and all of a sudden then they find themselves needing to pick me up the next day, and then it just kind of falls out from there into an awful habit.
But she doesn't mention at all that it has had any effect on their relationship, his drug use. All she says is, I'm not into drugs and I don't know if I can stay with a guy who's a coke user. But she doesn't seem to be talking about it having an effect on their relationship.
Well, see, they're still in the honeymoon phase. So, you know, like 4 months is like a very short time to be with somebody and like kind of like, you know, not have kind of like see the red flag for yourself. You're just all in love or whatever. But, like, no, this is red flag central. And that's just from experience. I would never, ever, ever date another drug user ever again. Not even if they were a weed smoker.
Really? It had that bad an effect?
Oh, God, is it, like... I swear, I think I nearly have PTSD from it, like. You know, I was just... after we broke up, it was like I had to fix my whole family's life and my life. It had an awful effect, like, you know, without going into detail, I really can't, but, you know.
So this
there
lady...
This lady listening to us right now,
because I know she is listening, you would be saying to her that she needs to... So it's either the cocaine or her. Should she give him an ultimatum like that?
I don't... She can if she wants, but, like, I tried that as well, and... they just end up doing it behind your back. Not that you know it. You know?
So you think that she should get away. If he's not prepared to stop taking this drug, she should get out of there.
Yeah, 100%. I would run.
And Jeremy, that's your view on it as well.
Absolutely. It's anybody that does cocaine, either recreation or is addicted to it, is a loser. It's a complete loser. You're not going to be able to form any type of relationship. In the same way with cannabis, anybody who's stoned 24/7, what kind of relationship? Would you want your kids? Would you want to have kids with someone who's a drug user? No, you absolutely wouldn't. I'd say there's a lot of people actually doing it on the sly without their partners even knowing about it.
No, I'd say there are. So in terms of your relationship, and again, I want to be very careful not to be identifying anybody here, but in terms of your relationship, it absolutely destroyed it. He was even robbing from your own grandmother.
Yeah, it destroyed 9 years of my life, you know? It took away, so I was with him in my, like, early 20s, throughout my whole 20s, and like that whole 10 years, like, was just gone then, you know, because of him on drugs. And then having to fix everything.
Stay there for a second, Jenny. Obviously, having had that experience, I can understand why she would be saying run for the hills. Eddie, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Eddie?
How's your lads? You are?
Good, thanks, Eddie. Well, Shannon is the lady. Everything's going great. Good relationship. They're 4 or 5 months together. Only problem is he's a recreational cocaine user.
So everything is not going great.
Well, no, everything else is going great.
Yeah, except for a major red flag, therefore the rest is null and void. I see it all the time, right? Young lads in their 20s and 30s sticking €100 a weekend up their beak. And I'm thinking to myself, over the year, that's $5,000. You do that for 10 years, that's $50,000. Like a down deposit towards a little flat or something. And I'm thinking, what a bleeding waste. What an absolute waste. Because what starts as an occasional use and then you do it every weekend becomes a habit. And then what becomes a habit becomes an addiction. And I've been there like that girl a few years ago. I bailed a mate of mine back in the UK out of a drugs debt for cocaine. And I've no time for it. If she wants a decent life, you're not matched to that fella. You're not perfectly suited. Go out and find a decent skin. There's plenty of good lads out there.
Why can you not
would rather save that money?
Sorry, can you not be a decent skin and be a recreational cocaine user?
Well, he's not responsible, is he? If he's in his 20s, I'd imagine he's probably still living at home, doesn't have a house. That money could be going towards
his future. He's actually in his 30s, well, and I don't know where he lives. I don't know what his living arrangements are.
Whatever his living arrangements are, that money could be going towards a better life for him at home. Say if he wanted to have kids, or he wanted a new car, if he wanted a nice holiday, I'd much rather spend that money on a potential partner than stick it up me nose. But she should say to herself, nah, you're not for me.
Okay, so she should run for the hills and not even give him an ultimatum. What about giving him an ultimatum?
That's my next thing. If she loves him and she wants to risk it, by all means, give it a go. But if he doesn't change his ways, then say, look, you had your chance, you didn't take it, and just move on, you know? But by all means, everyone deserves a chance. But if he's not willing to take it, he prefers to put the old Colombian marching powder up his nose than the priorities of his missus, then he doesn't love her enough.
Okay, but again, I get the feeling from her message that she hasn't given him any sort of an ultimatum, but the ultimatum is, it's cocaine or me.
Yeah, 100%. It's cocaine or me. Which one do you love more? And if he loves the old powder, well then she has her answer. She says, see you later, you fucking loser, you know?
You see, a lot of people believe, and you know and I know how widespread the use of this drug is. It is.
It's absolutely everywhere.
And I do it myself. I see it every single weekend, and you can see the people who are taking it. They're not taking it in front of you, but you know the people that are being affected by it. But again, she hasn't mentioned anything about her relationship being affected. She just doesn't like the drug.
Yeah, well, it is. But our relationship is being affected. That's what I'm trying to say. If our relationship wasn't affected, when he told her he was a patient or drug user, it wouldn't have bothered her. But it does bother her. It does bother her, so our relationship, therefore, is being affected.
Do me a favour. Stay on the line there for 1 second, if you can, please. Our number is 085-825-2626. Could you, do you, have you dated a cocaine user? Because Shannon is really concerned. She's with this guy 4 months now. Everything going great, except the fact that he is a recreational cocaine user. Trevor!
Tell the girl if she has to put in the text to you in capital letters, one big problem. Does that not fucking answer the question? If a fella is snorting, he's a junkie, a yakhead, probably does it every single weekend, so it's not just a little bit. So he's obviously going to progress, probably even do, maybe even go on to other stuff, you know. So junkies shouldn't get the chance of relationships, because look, at the end of the day, they either drag their partners into it, or their partner will end up resenting them. Who knows? I mean, who wants to stay with a person like that? You know what I mean? Practically killing herself. Just had to get the cop the fuck on, get the hell out of the relationship. Unless she wants to be with a smackhead. All the best words. Take care.
It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
Looking for a new job in 2024? Recruit.ie, leaders in the recruitment industry and front runners of all the jobs expos nationwide, are excited to launch their newest jobs board. A fantastic platform to bring companies and skilled workers together. With a huge amount of job vacancies, it's the best place to find that perfect job that suits your needs. Simply visit recruit.ie to upload your CV and apply free of charge. Companies wishing to advertise their job vacancies can contact Brona at recruit.ie directly. Find your dream job today at recruit.ie.
Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today we discuss technical diagramming with systems architect Maya. Let's go. First question. You've spent 10 hours slogging over a sequence diagram that should have taken 5. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board. And if I'm being honest, Miro would probably cut that time down by half. You know, with its AI tools and ready-to-go templates.
Next, your diagrams become so bulky, it's more complex than the solar system. But all it takes is a few clicks and...
It's Miro. I've used those technical shape packs way too many times, and stuff is just digestible on its infinite online canvas.
Now, the final question. Everyone's brought in, but you have to make all these tasks all the way over in Jira. But wait, it's done. Is it...
Miro. Easy with its two-way Jira sync. Easy to plot dependencies. Everyone always knows what's up.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people creating technical diagrams without workflow glitches. Get your first 3 boards for free at Miro.com. That's Miro.com.
Shannon's new boyfriend, well, boyfriend of 4 months, is a cocaine user. A recreational cocaine user. He does it at the weekend with his friends. But Shannon has a problem with that. She doesn't like drugs, she doesn't take drugs, and she doesn't know if she can stay with a guy who is a cocaine user. Now, Dara, you're basically saying that it's not black and white.
Yeah, I don't think it's either, you know, someone does drugs and that's it or not. I think it's a scale. Like, I mean, someone could do it, like, very rarely, every few months on the odd night out. Versus someone who does it every single time they go drinking. Like, that's very different. So I'd be curious to know.
Well, sorry, I think, sorry for cutting across you, I think that's even more pathetic. Someone that has the ability not to do it but does it anyway, which reminds me, like social smokers, I find absolutely pathetic, social smokers, because the social smoker is someone who's not addicted to nicotine, who can go from Monday to Friday without having nicotine.
Yeah, but they just want to join the gang and who are smoking.
Yeah, but this comes from a place of ignorance, everything you're saying.
Well, not really, like, no.
It is. It's a lack of understanding, because you're making such sweeping statements with such aggression behind it.
There's no aggression.
For what reason? I hate these people. Like, calm down.
No. Like, I didn't say it. No, I just think they're losers. I think anybody who needs cocaine in their life is a loser.
It's not a need, though. I mean, for example, I'd be a social smoker. I could go 3 months with not having any cigarette, but the odd time, if I have a pint of Guinness, I feel like a cigarette.
So you find that pathetic, Jeremy, do you?
Well, I do. I have to be honest, I do, yeah.
But sometimes something, it just awakens the thirst within you there. You're like, oh, I'd love a cigarette with this. But I'd never crave a cigarette sober. But like, I would have the odd smoke, yeah, when I'm having a few pints. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. It's not that, oh, I'm just doing it to be part of the whatever, the group. I actually feel like it.
Okay, but then what do you say to this message that I just got in from Alan, and it says, Dara must like a few snorts herself. Drugs have destroyed this country. Jeremy is right.
Oh, I think you should do it every day to keep yourself alive and alert. And if you're not snorting, what's wrong with you?
Have you ever touched a drug? You don't have to answer if you don't want to, but have you ever?
I've done most drugs, to be honest, in my life. And that's something I've even experimented with my father in the past, with certain drugs. But I think each to their own. I think if you want to try something, try it. I don't think it means that you're an addict.
But you're the very person, Dara, that have been on the show many, many times talking about, you know, Big Pharma and all that, and your reluctance to put anything into your body that's made.
Yeah, I prefer the black market. I prefer the underdogs on the street.
No, but that's the bizarre thing. So hang on, you
won't. Why is it bizarre?
But hang,
I prefer people in a lab making dodgy stuff than I would big pharmaceuticals, yeah.
So you trust cocaine more than you're a fan. Is that what you're trying to say? That's bizarre.
Absolutely. Actually does a better job for the headaches as well. No, I'm only joking. But I agree with you. Like, I can be hypocritical in that sense, but you know, I'd have the odd smoke of weed. I have tried drugs in the past. But I do think it's just part of experimenting as you're growing up. Like in my 20s, I would have dabbled for sure. It's not something I'm ashamed of. It's something I'm very open about. And that was just what was going around when I was growing up. But you know, at that time, I would never say I'm not going to date someone who has tried stuff or does the odd bit on a night out, once it's not a thing that they're dependent on and do every single night out.
Same now, and I don't get the impression from the way Shannon wrote her message to us. I don't get the impression that it's problematic. He takes it at weekends. She says he does it at the weekends with his mates, and he has done it out with me, but not in front of me.
Yeah, like, as in, I think as long as it's not, same way as I wouldn't want to date someone who can only go drinking and get absolutely hammered every single time they're out and can't just go for 2 or 3 drinks. Like, I think it's everything, that's what I'm saying, it's not just black and white. If someone has, like, a problem where they can't control themselves or they're sloppy drunk every night, I wouldn't want to date a man that's like that all the time either. But same way as if somebody has to go out for a few drinks and, like, maybe the odd time, they might, if they're with the lads, get a bag and have a line of coke. I wouldn't be like, oh my God, I can't date them. Like, you know, I feel like it's making a mountain out of a molehill here.
Okay, so unless it's actually causing problems in her relationship, you're saying, you know, leave sleeping dogs lie, just leave them at it.
Yeah, I think everything in moderation. You know, same with everything in life. I mean, everything's bad for us these days. Too much food, too much sugar, too much alcohol.
Well, no, I wouldn't compare eating 4 Easter eggs to doing a line of coke now. So there's different grades.
Well, I'm not doing that now. Let's not be dramatic. But I'm just saying everything's bad for us these days. So I think...
Well, no, coke's... Coke's definitely bad. Coke is definitely... I've never heard anybody...
Yeah, so is sugar. Sugar is more addictive than cocaine, and it kills more people than cocaine every year with obesity and stuff. If you want to go down that route...
Yeah, but let's be honest, Sarah. If you were going to... Even though you have been a recreational user, if you were going to settle down with someone now, you wouldn't settle down with someone who is a recreational drug user, because their life is going nowhere. They're going to put drugs before...
What do you mean?
I was about to say, way. I know
some of the most successful people. Correct. I know doctors, literal doctors, who do coke every time they go out drinking.
They're not losers. They're not wasters. You just don't know.
Some of the most successful people I know take coke every night they go out. And not just recreationally.
But sorry, just because they have a decent job, I'd say the same about Jerry Ryan. Jerry Ryan is a broadcaster.
They're not going anywhere in life.
Jerry Ryan is a broadcasting legend, but he was also a loser and pathetic because he was a slave to cocaine. He was absolutely pathetic.
But you just said they're not going to settle down because they're not going anywhere in life. I know some of the most motivated business owners, entrepreneurs, people that are in high, well-paid professions who are very motivated Monday to Friday and who might have the odd bit of drugs the odd time, not every night.
Jeremy, you know, on this podcast we've spoken about teachers who've taken cocaine, we've spoken about Gardaí who've taken cocaine.
Yeah, it's absolutely
all pathetic.
Absolutely pathetic.
I think you could look at any issue in society and say that's pathetic. You could look at the obesity crisis and say the same thing. But like, the reality is it's just another substance. Alcohol is worse in some senses.
Yeah, but the difference is you're not going to get into 50. Like, if you look at Jerry Ryan as well, when Jerry Ryan died, he had feck all money left because it was all gone up his nose. Now, you're not going to, I'm quite addicted to chocolate. I love chocolates. I'm not going to run up a 50 grand debt with my chocolate dealer, with Mr. Cadbury, deliver me chocolates. But most people who take cocaine, they end up in huge debts. Why would you want to?
That's coming from a place of ignorance.
No, it's not.
Well, on that point, I have to agree with Dara. Like she said, hang on for one second. Some of the most successful people in this country are cocaine users. They're not running up debts because they can afford to pay for it.
Yeah,
that's it.
Don't do coke if you can't afford it. You might be talking about some of the scumbags in Dublin who are borrowing and whatever else. But most people I know that are in normal jobs that would do it the odd time are able to afford it.
Okay, so let me ask you a question, Dara. Could you date somebody who was a recreational drug cocaine user, say, for example, one night of the weekend?
Yeah, as long as it wasn't that it had to be that he needed it every time he was going out drinking.
Okay, all right. No, that answers my question. Yeah. Let me go to Vicky. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Vicky?
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good, thanks, Vicky. Well, what do you make of this? This lady, Shannon, doesn't know what to do. That she's dating a guy who takes cocaine recreationally, and she doesn't know whether she should move on or whatever.
It's never recreationally. It starts the weekend, then it ends up, you're coming down off a come down, you have horrible mood swings, you're depressed, you've been awake for hours. Then it ends up being the next day you want to pick me up. The next day after that you want to pick me up. It's never just recreational. The come downs off cocaine are horrific. Like, you get mood swings, you're awake, 24 hours, I've heard of some people. It's never just recreational. And the fact she texts you lot to ask opinion, she knows the opinion.
Yeah, no, and I think you're right. I think the fact that she messaged us over the weekend would suggest to me that he took it over the weekend. And she doesn't say this, but I just get the feeling, because this email came in on Bank Holiday Monday, on Easter Monday, okay? So something must have happened over the weekend. He must have used cocaine over the weekend for her to think, oh, I'll send a message to the lads about this.
Just on a Saturday night with the lads. It's always, as I said, I've seen people come down off coke and it's horrific. The mood swings, they're knackered tired. They're just moody and moany. And then it's, oh, I'll do a line and it makes me feel better. It's never just one night of the week with your mates.
And in fairness, Dara's comparing it to a bag of dib dab, Adrian, with a slight pill.
No, if I ate an Easter egg, I wouldn't die. But if I stuck a line of coke up my nose, I could die straight away.
You there, Dara?
Yeah.
Well, what do you say to all of that? This is Loserville, basically.
I just think that everyone's making such a big deal when, yeah, I get it if they're over the top. And I do think that there is recreational users. I don't agree that it's all or nothing for everyone and it's a slippery slope. Because again, I know people that don't go down that slippery slope. I myself had dabbled in it in my 20s and I didn't become a user that was using it all the time. I might have done it once a month or once every few months when I did try it, but that was it. And then I got on with my life.
And Vicky, the point being that as long as you don't have a dependency on it, Dara doesn't see much of an issue with it.
I don't get that. It's a drug that can kill you. As soon as you stick a line of that up your nose, it can kill you. You don't know what's in that. You have absolutely no idea if that drug is laced with anything. I just don't understand that point. Like, it can kill you straight away. You stick that up your nose, you have no idea what you were sticking up your nose. At least if you're going for a pint, you know what's in a pint.
I don't know. I just think the statistics of someone getting a really dodgy, like, I think that's the same with anything, that you're going to die instantly. Yeah, I do understand there's obviously more risks, which is why it's illegal. But I think you could say that about any even drug that's prescription as well. You know, you don't know how your body's going to react to certain things that we're given.
No, I'm saying that you don't know what's in cocaine. That can be laced with speed, fentanyl, heroin. I've heard of that as well. You have absolutely no idea what you're sticking up your nose. And then it leads to money death. Then it leads to everything else. It's never just the weekend. Yeah, you said you've dabbled in it and it's brilliant for you. But I know people who have dabbled in it and it was every weekend. Then it went to, they needed a pick-me-up because they were getting mood swings. They were knackered tired because they'd stayed up all weekend. No, I just think, no.
I think there's two extremes. There is people that are more susceptible, obviously, to addiction and that will, you know, go down the bad path. But I do think there's still equally as much people that don't go down that path. So I think it's not, you know, you can't say that that's factual, that once someone does that, that's it. It's a downhill battle and that's the end, do you know?
90% of people who do it, though, 90% of people who do it, though, end up in drug death, end up,
90%, that's not a true fact. There's no way. The 90% is not a fact.
Okay, well, it's higher than 50%. I think on the other hand, how are you meant to legalise it then? If you're saying, how would you legalise cocaine?
What do you mean if I was to legalise?
You were saying that it's recreational and it's, you can go down both paths and all the rest of it, right? Say in 5 or 6 years, how are you meant to legalise cocaine? It's illegal for a reason. It can kill you. It's a drug that can kill you.
Like many things out there that can kill you. But I mean, if we're talking about legalising drugs, we could look at Portugal for an example, where if it does become regulated, then yeah, the pharmacies can regulate it and you will know what's in it. And let's not criminalise people for engaging in behaviours that have been done since the beginning of time. Like, drug use is never going to stop in society. It's always going to be there. It's always going to be a problem.
Just leave everybody off that does drugs.
Not leave them off, but I think just like that, just have more of an open conversation about it. Like, yeah, if someone's struggling...
Would you have the same conversation if this was a heroin topic? Would you have the same opinion if this was about heroin?
Well, I think heroin, yeah, exactly. They need support. It's a disease when people are addicted to heroin. And I think that should definitely be more regulated. And that should...
So you have the same opinion of people...
I think all drugs should be legalised so that we can regulate it better, yeah. If we're talking about that, I think having absolutely no oversight over drugs, which is always going to exist in society, yeah, leads to that backdoor problem where you don't know where it's coming from, you don't know what's in it. There's always going to be addicts. And if you've no control over it or even dosage where it's not legal, it's just like that's where the danger lies. Whereas if you legalized everything, you could at least have some regulation over it. You could tax it. You could see exactly what was in it. You could control doses. You could avoid people getting dodgy drugs so that they don't overdose and die. I think the only way forward...
Lots of another simple solution to all this is just don't fucking do it.
I mean, yeah, that is the simple solution. So a lot of people, Dara, have been saying that this lady, Shannon, who contacted us in the first place, should give an ultimatum to her boyfriend. It's cocaine or me, and leave it at that.
Look, if she wants to do that, let her do that. But I just think trying to control somebody else's behaviour when that's what they're doing anyways, it's not going to make them stop. Same way you say to a teenager, if you start drinking underage, you know, I'm going to, whatever, take away all your privileges and you won't be allowed out. A teenager who wants to do that is going to do that anyway. Same as like adults, if they want to dabble, they're going to do it. No, like no ultimatum is going to stop them. I think then you're just going to open the door for lying and he's going to say, okay, yeah, I want to be with you, so I won't do it.
You see, Dara, maybe I'm being black and white about this. I think cocaine junkies...
You can't say somebody who's taking it once a week as a cocaine junkie.
Yeah, you could. But I think...
It's ridiculous.
No, I think people who take cocaine are probably more matched to, as in druggies go out with druggies. In the same way, you often see someone who's heavily covered in tattoos, yeah? You never see them in a relationship with someone who has no tattoos. Same types.
Wait, hang on a second, because I'm in a relationship with someone with no tattoos, and I have tattoos. What's the logic? I don't understand.
I'm just saying, generally, people with the same interests end up in relationships together.
Yeah, no, but opposites often attract as well, Jeremy. No,
you're not going to have someone...
No, my ex as well, the father of my child, he was so anti-everything. He would have been the type that said, if you smoke weed... then you're going to be a heroin addict. Like, he was disgusted. But sure, I was like, listen, I'm going to have the odd joint when I'm living in the Netherlands, and you're not going to stop me, basically, because that's my choice. I don't think it's...
Okay, so he was in the exact same position then that Shannon is right now.
I guess so, yeah. Like, he hated that.
And did it cause an issue in your relationship?
Yeah, I just felt like he was encroaching on my freedom. I was living in the Netherlands where it was legal, and I could be with my family and we could be having a joint and going for dinner, and he was
not having any of it.
He thought that was outrageous.
And did it cause the ultimate demise of your relationship?
No.
Okay, right. Yes. Stay there for a second, Dara, if you can, please. Let me bring in Jess with her opinion.
Can't come on, but listen, she needs to have some respect for herself and fucking leave him. Leave the fucking sniffer to him. He made his own choice and she doesn't have to suffer as a consequence. So if she knows her self-worth, if she knows that she's better than just being stuck with something like that, then leave. Because I told my other half, I was like, listen, if you ever get hooked on anything, I'm fucking gone. I don't care. Like, leave the sniffers to it.
Voted Irish Current Affairs Podcast of the Year. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
Looking for a new job in 2024? Recruit.ie, leaders in the recruitment industry and frontrunners of all the jobs expos nationwide, are excited to launch their newest jobs board. A fantastic platform to bring companies and skilled workers together. With a huge amount of job vacancies, it's the best place to find that perfect job that suits your needs. Simply visit recruit.ie to upload your CV and apply free of charge. Companies wishing to advertise their job vacancies can contact Brona at recruit.ie directly. Find your dream job today at recruit.ie.
Angela, you're annoyed. Why?
Dara, so your daughter comes to you at the age of 16, 17, 18. She's doing cocaine. She's going, but it's all right, Ma. I only do it at the weekend. How do you feel about that?
Well, again, it's obviously different when it's your child and she's 16, she's underage. But I would prefer
underage. What do you mean? Can you tell me what the legal age is? Yeah, what's the legal age to do drugs?
Well, she wouldn't be out, first of all, at age 16 in the middle of the night, where we not know where she is out doing drugs.
Hold on a second. She could be doing it during the day, Dara. She could be doing it during the day. She doesn't have to go out to do drugs. She could do it during the day. So answer my question.
Well,
would you be happy with your daughter at the age of 19? The age of 19, your daughter comes to you and says, yeah, I'm doing a couple of lines of coke there the weekend, Ma. It was great. But don't worry. I only do it the weekend.
Honestly, I wouldn't love that for her, but I'd be happy that she's able to talk to me.
Well, you're a hypocrite, though. You're an absolute... What do you mean, educator? What education will you give her? Because you've come on here, saying it's okay if you have the strength to only do it. Yeah, no, you're saying if you only have the strength to do it at the weekend or, recreationally, then that's fine. So why is it not fine for your daughter but fine for everyone else?
Well, I mean, to be honest, I would think it'd be better if she's doing that than if she was an alcoholic drinking every weekend and she had an alcohol dependency.
Right.
Well, what's the difference? Hang on, Angela. What is the difference? People, even Jeremy earlier on this podcast, was saying, oh, yeah, no, I drink, but that's not a drug. It is. And alcoholism.
It is a drug.
Which is addiction to that drug, causes awful trouble.
She goes out and has a pint, sitting in the bar, has a recreation pint, maybe has five, fine. She goes out and does one line of cocaine, she can die. And the same with doing any drugs, doing tabs, doing anything like that. Do it recreationally, fine. You don't know what's in that drug. And that's another thing, she's an absolute hypocrite. Wouldn't take the COVID injection, but yet she'd shove coke up her nose. Did she bring that to make sure it was purified? I cannot believe that you are actually laughing at this subject, right?
I'm laughing at how dramatic
because,
you're being.
Yes, you just dramatic. Jenny,
yes,
that was on at the
dramatic,
start.
Yes.
Her ex is my ex as well. And I can tell you, the living fucking hell that he put me and her through.
is just indescribable. When you have people calling to your door, I'm not finished, Dara. When you have people calling to your house, threatening, Dara, laugh all you want. You're a fucking arsehole. When they're
it's
coming
not my
to your
fault
house
that
and
you
they're
picked
threatening,
your partner. Why are you giving me your background?
No, it's
not my fault.
But you know what? You know what? It was a thing, wasn't it, that, oh, he was only doing it recreationally. So
I didn't say
fine.
Anything about him. Well, I don't know who he is.
Hold on. It doesn't matter.
That.
You're talking generally. You were talking generally. So generally, you can talk in general all you want, but you're a fucking hypocrite. Because when you have people threatening your mother, your father, your dogs, your house, everyone, and he fucks off and leaves you with all his debts. Yeah, Dara,
well,
it's hilarious.
And that's
you're
one extreme to that.
Idiot.
I wasn't laughing at that, but come here, that's one extreme.
Well, what are you laughing at? There's nothing to be laughing at.
Basically, what she's laughing at, Angela, is she believes people are being so ridiculously over the top over this, calling somebody who's a recreational cocaine user a strung out junkie and all of that. That's really what you're.
Nobody called them a strung out junkie.
Jeremy did. Jeremy did only 2 minutes ago.
No, Jeremy called them a cocaine junkie.
Is not gonna have
he called them a cocaine junkie.
Sorry,
but
Dara.
You know what, Adrian, I am not being over the top with what I've gone through with a cocaine
addict.
Yeah,
well, I'm not saying you are in that case, but that's an extreme scenario. That's not the everyday situation that's going to happen to a recreational user, is what I'm saying. You're making it so over the top as if that's the case in every case.
I'm not going
to stop because
it's not rare. It's not unique.
Okay, well, I can't hear both of you when you're shouting at each other.
It's not rare.
And it's not unique.
It's not rare and it's not unique.
Can I just say something in defense of Dara? And I have to say this because I said this at the start of the show, that it's very hard to get someone on who admits that they have taken cocaine in the past. And I admire Dara for actually having the balls to admit that she does it. There's another message here. And it's from a girl.
Well, did it. Past tense, not does it.
Oh, sorry, but I don't mean no. You're not on it now, or are you? I don't know.
No. It was in my 20s,
Oh, yeah, okay. Now, we're after getting another message from a girl, and you look at the profile picture and you go, God, you'd never, I don't know, is there a certain type of person that takes cocaine?
No, there isn't. And this girl, is the point that Dara's been trying to make.
But this girl, she's a young girl, young, attractive girl, and she says, I'm a cocaine user myself. I can agree, it's never just on the night out. It starts at that, but it does develop, and in my own opinion as a cocaine user, she should get rid of that person because it'll just spiral and spiral and spiral and you'll be left with paying bills and stuff like that. And I mean, Dara, your attitude, because it's so cavalier, that's what's annoying people, because you're more or less you more or less could be talking about drinking like fizzy drinks the way you're talking about cocaine.
Listen, I'm not trying to be an advocate for cocaine. You asked my opinion. I personally wouldn't have an issue if someone was taking it the odd time, once it wasn't like a thing that they were doing constantly. I needed it, yeah.
Goes back to the very first message from Shannon, and the fella that she's dating is doing it at the weekend. He does it from what I gather, on a Saturday night, on a night out. But that's it. He's not doing it during the week. He's just doing it at the weekends.
But, and I would say, even if someone was doing it every single weekend, I wouldn't be happy about it. Do you know? But whereas I'm not going to not be with someone if they were like the odd month or so, if they're in a certain situation and they did it, I wouldn't have a huge issue, no. But I'm not saying, obviously, I'd want them to be doing it every weekend either. I don't, like, I'm not advocating for drug use. I'm just saying I wouldn't find it a big factor in my relationship with someone if that's something they did occasionally or dabbled in every few months. No, I wouldn't find it a huge deal. I'm sorry if that upsets people, because people that are getting upset are people that have had terrible experiences with it and are thinking it's like one extreme to the other, like that you're going to be an addict if you take it, or you're going to get into debt, or you're going to die after one line. But that, unfortunately, is just not the case. You know, there is, like you say, high-functioning, highly successful people in society who do it the odd weekend and are still able to live a very normal life and haven't gone down that route. Equally, there's people that are addicts that go down a terrible route and do shitty things, and that's awful. But it's again, it's not black and white.
Stay there for a second, Dara, if you can. Let me go to Jamie.
Oh, great. Loudmouth fucking Angela is on, knows it all. She knows fuck all, talking bollocks as usual, never shuts up. Fucking clown of a woman.
All right, thanks, Jamie. Thank you.
No. In fairness, Jamie, to Angela, and at least she had the balls to come on. You were given the opportunity to come on as well. Angela has had first-hand experience being in a relationship that someone was that was using cocaine, so she's more qualified to talk about it than anybody else, I would have thought.
Let me go to Francis. You're on Opinions Matter. Hiya, Francis.
Hi, Adrian.
Well, Francis, what do you want to say on this?
I can't believe that woman, who sounds a little bit educated, Dara, who is trying to say that cocaine is no harm.
No, she didn't say that. She never said that.
No, but
what she said is words to the effect of, it's not too bad if it's a rare thing to do. In other words, if you're doing it every now and again, it's not that bad. That's really what she's saying.
Yeah, but why does she want to do it at all?
Well, she doesn't anymore. She doesn't do it anymore. She did in her 20s, is what she said. But I asked her, would she finish a relationship with somebody who's a recreational user? And she said, no, probably not, if it wasn't that often.
But her husband left her because of it.
No, she never said that either. Yeah. She never said that either.
She did.
She didn't. I asked her.
I left him, and it was nothing to do with that.
Well, he was against what you were doing.
No, it was nothing to do with what I was doing. It was to do with where I wanted to live and what I wanted to do with my life.
Yeah, but what you're doing is I won't say promoting it, but you're saying, like, you know, too much sugar is bad for you, too much alcohol is bad for you, too much this is bad for you.
Too much anything is bad for you, yeah.
I know that. Yeah, everything's bad for you. So if we were all to go by the rules of everything, you know, being bad for you, we'd be all health freaks going around, which none of us are, to be honest with you. But you said there's not so many using coke. There's 100% in Ireland using coke every day, every weekend. 100%. And you get coke and it's riddled with fentanyl and you're dead. You know, have you done your statistics on the hospitals? Have you done your statistics on the death of coke?
No, like, I'm not disputing that. And again, I'm not advocating for coke use.
No, and in fairness, she hasn't once. No. She never in any way said this is the coolest thing ever. She's basically arguing that if it's the odd time, it's not too bad a deal. It's not too big a deal. Look how many highly functioning individuals in this country, solicitors, guards, teachers, all doing it.
Yeah, but if you go back to even Jerry Ryan, every day, every afternoon, every evening, he was using coke. I went to his show twice. The white on his nose was ridiculous. That was the killing of him in the end, and he was completely broke.
But so, in fairness to Jerry Ryan, despite what people say about Jerry Ryan since his passing, that he was a hypocrite and that he spent his whole time giving out about drugs in this show, those people actually mustn't have listened to the show, because Jerry Ryan...
I never heard him giving out about drugs.
No, Jerry Ryan not once gave out about drugs. Jerry Ryan was very obvious that he was a live-and-let-live kind of person, and he was a man of many appetites. He lived life to the full. Not once did he ever condemn drug users on his show.
No, I never heard that.
He didn't.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it did kill him in the end.
No, it did kill him in the end. Absolutely. There's no question about that. And, you know, it was a sad loss at the time. But the fact of the matter is that you believe nobody who's a cocaine user is fit to be in a relationship with anybody, basically.
No, never. Run a mile to that, sir, because then when he's not getting what he wants from coke, he'll go further up and he gets more stressed and he'll go further up. And if he marries him, has children, it'll be heroin. And I'm telling you that's a big red flag. Run a mile. I've never used a drug in my life like yourself, Adrian. My children haven't. And thanks, I'm blessed that they haven't. I've seen people use them. And I mean, I can't honestly say why they want to take them, because all they do is fall down or go to sleep.
Okay, you say that you've never taken a drug. I have taken two drugs in my life. One that I was addicted to for years and years and years, which is nicotine, an addiction that I have now broken.
That's a drug.
It is a drug. And the other is alcohol, which I consume as well. So I do take drugs. I just don't take illegal drugs.
I'm addicted to nicotine. I stopped drinking 40 years ago.
Okay.
So, the fact of the matter is
you are a drug user. Yes, exactly. Jill, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Jill?
Hey, how are you?
Good, thanks, Jill. Tell me what you went through.
So basically what I went through was
So I just want to start from this. So I am completely against drugs. I don't agree with them. I was always brought up that if you start something, like something small, like smoking or a bit of a sniff, you'll end up on heroin because it always leads to something stronger. And I always did believe that. So basically, I got into a relationship, and I'm with my partner now 5 years. And I always told him, like, he was on drugs, and I told him, I said, look, I'm not into the drugs. It's either you pick me or you go ahead with the drugs. And he just said, no, like, I want you. So he was off the drugs, well, what I thought he was. But then only last year I found out he was actually taking the drugs throughout the whole relationship. I had no clue.
So basically, and this goes back to something we were talking about earlier on about an ultimatum, and somebody suggests, I think it might have been Dara that suggested, that if you give him an ultimatum, all you're going to do is create a liar. And that's really what happened with you.
It was just kind of mad. Like, he was good at hiding, I suppose, but like, just kind of horrible. Obviously it was horrible, but it is what it is, do you know what I mean? I just had to kind of tell him, I said, this is it, like, do you know what I mean? I said, look at the damage it's doing to you, like, the way he fell off him, he actually got a hole in his nose. The septum on the inside has actually borne through, there's a hole in his nose now from it. He's getting surgery for that now. And I just said, this is what it's doing to you, do you know what I mean? Look at the damage it's doing to you, me, our kids, your ma, your da, everyone. You know, you're doing damage and you need to stop. I said, like, you can go off and you can destroy yourself, but I said, if I'm not sitting around looking at it, I have myself and my kids to look after. I have to put us first. And he just sat down and said, no, I don't want this. I don't want this life. Like, I don't want to live like this. So he fought and he got off it. And he's now a year clean.
And you still with him?
Yeah, I'm still with him. Yeah, it was hard, but we pulled through and he's doing really, really well. We actually celebrated that he was a year clean. We went there for something to eat.
Let me go back then to the point of the conversation, which is the message from Shannon. She's with her fella for only 4 or 5 months. It's a relatively new relationship. But he's a recreational weekend cocaine user, but she's not happy with it. What do you think she should do?
Well, I think she should do, well, this is the thing. When me and my partner were 4 months in, I told him, I said, you're going to choose the drugs over me, or you're going to pick me. And he said, I'm picking you. But he obviously didn't, like. But this is the thing. Like, it turns into the weekend. And my partner will say this to you as well. It turns into the weekend. But then, like, at the end of the day, you're at a kitchen table after a night out with a load of randomers still doing it. Do you know what I mean? And then it turns into that you're doing it every day. Like, this is what happened. Like, with my partner, he was doing it every day. He was doing it on the weekends the way her boyfriend did. And then it turned out that he was doing a sniff nearly 8-9 times a day. Do you know what I mean? It doesn't just be the weekends. It's going to get worse. So, look, you need to just sit him down and tell him, look here, you either get off it or I'm getting out of here. Do you know what I mean? Give him the choice. And if he says that he wants to stay on it, then he made a choice and he's obviously not worth it.
But again, just to remind you that you did the exact same thing and he ended up lying behind your back and still taking it.
He did lie, but I should have kind of copped onto the science. Everyone around me was telling me and I didn't believe them because, look, I love his blind.
Okay, so, you know? But the upside is he's now off, he's now clean a year and you're very confident in that. You're even celebrating the fact.
Yeah, no, because unfortunately, it did get to the point where he had to kind of, his money had to be paid into my bank account because he wasn't trusted with his own money. That we were all afraid, and he was afraid as well that he'd end up slipping up and going back on the drugs. So I had to help him out. Like, he'd get paid into my bank account for a couple of weeks. Myself and his mother would kind of watch him, watch his moods. He goes to counselling now twice a week, and they do weekly drug tests on him as well. And myself and his mother are able to call and see if the drug test is positive or negative.
All right. Well, thanks very much indeed for sharing your story with us, Jill. And I'm delighted to hear a good news story and that he is off it and he is clean. Thanks very much indeed for sharing your story with us. Interesting conversation.
Have you ever seen someone do coke?
No, never.
I've only seen it once. That's how, like, to other people, this is standard. You know, you go to a house party and everyone is doing it. I only saw it once in the toilets at Lily's. And there was a fella beside me at the cistern. I was going to the toilet and there was a fella beside me at the cistern. And literally to see him cutting it up and snorting it. It was bizarre.
What's bizarre about it? It happens everywhere you are. There's somebody in the Jack Stones.
I know, but it's bizarre when you're not part of that life, isn't it?
Anyway, thanks very much indeed for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast. If you enjoyed the podcast, please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the little bell icon on Spotify and share this podcast with your friends and family and let them know Adrian and Jeremy haven't gone away. Opinions Matter, a weekday podcast produced by Adrian and Jeremy. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you on the next one.